This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus, getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, by way of telephone, is Henry Wright, and I have been on a search to understand why. Yes, in my meetings, a half a dozen people in this country, a couple hundred people at a meeting in other countries get healed. But why is it that everyone isn't healed, especially believers, especially to whom God promises healing, especially because Jesus came to die for our sins? And so one of the men that has, as far as I'm concerned, some of the best answers I've seen as to why people aren't healed, but even better than that is how they can get their healing. And I have to tell you, I have pages and pages and pages of people that have been healed. I've talked to people firsthand that have either read his book or been to his seminars that have been healed. And Henry, the key that God showed you, again, we can't get away from it, is it is a righteousness issue with believers that if they don't deal with their sin areas, it doesn't matter how highly anointed the man or woman of God are. As a matter of fact, they might even get healed, but they won't keep it. Would you say that that's the bottom line of what God is showing you?
Bottom line is that 80% of all disease is the byproduct of a lack of true spirituality in a person's life.
Now, let's talk about something that is plaguing too many people. Let's talk about diabetes. Tell me about that.
Well, you have diabetes 1 and you have diabetes 2.
I don't know the difference.
Well, I'll help you. Diabetes 1 is an autoimmune disease in which the immune system is attacking the pancreatic tissue. Diabetes 2 is an anxiety disorder involving an interruption of the correct amount of insulin that should be in the body. And that's an anxiety disorder. Diabetes 1, let's talk about autoimmune just for a moment, because I deal with autoimmune diseases. There aren't many that I don't deal with. And let's help you understand the word autoimmune. Autoimmune means the body is attacking the body, specifically the immune system. Instead of attacking cancers and cancer cells and viruses and bacteria and destroying them, they ignore them. And they decide a part of the body, body tissue, is the real enemy of this person's life. And they go and begin to eat tissue. They begin to eat cells, or they congregate, producing what's called non-bacterial inflammation. Anytime you have the body attacking the body, it's in direct relationship to a person attacking themselves and how they feel about themselves, with self-bitterness, self-rejection, guilt, and shame. And the body is responding. See, so as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so the body is responding to the spirituality. We don't have a right to hate ourselves because God has accepted us. That's first principle in defeating immune systems, accepting who you are in the Father through Yeshua. That is first principle to defeating all autoimmune diseases.
Okay, give me an example.
Well, an example is in diabetes, we have found what causes the self-rejection in about 80% of all cases begins in childhood, coming out of rejection from a father that would be nurturing, love, or sometimes our fathers have put performance on us. In other words, our value to our daddies is how well we do and how well we've done, and there's no allowance made for weakness or failure. No allowance for any kind of weakness or fear.
And I can see how this would be generational, because one father teaches that's the action to the child, who then acts out what he's been taught as his role model, and somewhere, somehow, it's got to break.
Well, it does.
Now, I see diabetes very strong in the African-American community. Have you got a theory there?
Well, not only is diabetes very strong, but so is an asthma, which is fear of abandonment. And in fact, I did an article last year for a newspaper in Denver called The Sins of the Black Man That Make Him Sick. It's a terrible subject, but it's very accurate in understanding that in certain cultures, the father has not been there for the wife or for the children. 42% of every black family in America does not have a husband or father at home. So we have many issues dealing with the diseases coming out of the failure of a father to nurture, to be there in love. In fact, 85 to 90% of every human being in America, you can walk into any church in America that you want to go to, and I challenge every pastor, do your own survey on Sunday morning. Ask this question. How many of you here growing up as children do not remember hearing your father say to you, I love you? And I guarantee you, 85 to 90% of your audiences will raise their hand if they're honest. That's the depth of disease right there.
Okay. What should the first thing, what should they do if they say, that's me?
The first thing we must do is recognize that we do not feel loved because of rejection from an earthly father. The antidote of this is this, is that God is our true father. We were restored to our true father through Yeshua's obedience at the cross. Now, God is the father of all spirits, and that is who I am. I'm a son of God by faith, a spirit being, and I've made my peace with my true father. The beginning of all healing of autoimmune diseases is reconciliation with God the Father and accepting yourself in him once and for all. That releases the self-death. That releases the self-accusation and allows the immune system to stop attacking the body. And we found it happening in case after case when that person finally accepts God's love in who they are in it.
Hmm. Now, let's talk about an area that I want to get specific, and that's the whole cardiovascular heart attacks. But let's get real basic. Something that so many people have, and they take medication for it, is called high cholesterol.
Well, high cholesterol...
Is that just because we're eating wrong, as many people tell us?
No. Actually, if you have a predisposition to high cholesterol, you probably need to watch what you eat. But that's not the cause for high cholesterol. High cholesterol is actually, I don't want to be technical, but I have to, in individuals who get high, what's called congestive heart failure or high cholesterol, in the interior lining of the cardiovascular system, there are fissures that develop, cracks, if you will, that in which the cholesterol, which is necessary in proper amounts in our cardiovascular system, begins to fall into it and collect and form a plaque. That fissuring is rooted in self-rejection. Anytime you have a degeneration of the body, that would be degenerative disc disease, that would be degeneration of any body tissue, you have self-rejection and self-bitterness without exception.
Okay, let's assume that's you. What do you do about it?
First of all, we don't have a right to be bitter at ourselves because of the cross.
So when we're talking about forgiveness, there's not only forgiveness to someone that has hurt you, but there's something about forgiveness for self-rejection.
Oh, absolutely. We keep a record of wrongs against ourselves. It comes in the form of accusation. It comes in the form of shame. It comes in the form of grief. It comes in the form of guilt.
Could there be a religious self-rejection? I don't pray enough. I don't read the Bible enough. I'm not a good person.
Yes, obviously. That contributes to it because that's, again, self-rejection. That could come from a religious spirit. That could come from also a fear of God, an ungodly fear of God. Now, the fear of God is reverential respect. God does not want us to be afraid of him. He wants us to respect who he is. So you get into definitions of fear. But many people devalue themselves frequently and compare themselves to others. But the Bible says this in Psalm 139, that the hand of God is upon us. We are fearfully and wonderfully made, and the hand of God is upon us. And from the foundation of the world, before our body parts were in continuous fashion from the dust of the earth, God knew us. We're not an accident. And in our generation, by the Spirit of God, He has plucked us up and made us sons and daughters. And we must accept that once and for all. And when we don't, we negate God's love in a form of rejection of God in ourselves that opens the door up to much disease. And that's a very big issue.
So what does someone do? Say, oh, I've come to grips. I've done this. Oh, God, against you and you alone I've sinned. Please forgive me in Jesus' name. And it's finished.
Well, pretty much it comes by revelation. I mean, we got to have some rhema going here somewhere in our lives. If we open our hearts to truth and we take it into our hearts, the Holy Spirit is there to confirm it and bear witness. But if we don't recognize these pathways of which the enemy is plaguing us, well, how can we be free? And many people, most people, I don't care who they are, do not recognize the subtlety of Satan's devices and disease at this level.
Very quick, arthritis. Cause.
Arthritis?
Doorway.
Is basically coming out of bitterness against others. Unless it's osteoarthritis or rheumatoid arthritis, which is bitterness against oneself. So simple arthritis is looking out, having unforgiveness against another. When you find the other ones, it's looking in self-bitterness.
How about something so ridiculous, which I don't understand, is this Tourette's syndrome. Real quick, what's the cause?
Syndrome, our success with God at working with us in the past 5 years in Tourette's syndrome has been 100% success worldwide.
Oh, we're out of time. You're going to have to read his book. It's got over 100 diseases with causes and how to be healed, the root causes and what to do about it. We're asking for a donation of $25 or more, a more excellent way. This is the Shabbat broadcast, and I have been praying, and I pray over you that you would walk in the Shema. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord alone. And you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul, all of your strength, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzi, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.